Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your Word, for we know within it as not only a revelation of you and your Son Jesus, but also your ways, Lord. And we want so badly today to learn those things. And I pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth, and Lord, empower us to live according to that truth, so that we might be pleasing in your eyes, and we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Through Infirmity the Gospel Was Preached. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 13. When a person decides to share the gospel with others, is there a price to pay? In the case of Paul the Apostle, the answer was an emphatic yes. And because the church members in Galatia were straying from Paul's original gospel, Paul was paying a price again. Paul has just suggested that they be as he was because the church did not injure him at all. And in chapter 4 and verse 13, he notes the manner in which he shared the gospel with them in the first place. He wrote, "You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first." Paul wrote first, "You know how through infirmity of the flesh." While preaching the gospel, Paul the Apostle faced some incredible obstacles. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses 22 through 28, "Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they the ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I suffered shipwreck, and night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which comes upon me daily, the care of all the churches." With a list like this, we might wonder why anyone would want to continue sharing the gospel, but Paul did, and we are the beneficiaries of his work today. Paul makes the appeal to the Galatians and shares the price he paid to share the truth of God with them. He continued, "I preached the gospel unto you at the first." When Paul the Apostle first shared the gospel with the people of Galatia, he did so although he suffered much in the flesh. There were not only outward infirmities, but also inward ones as well. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 5 we read, "For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on it every side. Without were fightings, within were fears." Paul paid a price for sharing the gospel both outwardly and inwardly, and those who heard his preaching in Galatia did not do so without a cost to Paul. When we think about this for a few moments, we may begin to wonder and understand about Paul's love and compassion for the Galatian church. It cost him to share the gospel with them, and now they were being persecuted or persuaded by the Judaizers who were leading them away from the truth of the gospel. Paul's appeal is somewhat like ours would be if we ever made a sacrifice for the benefit of someone else. The real question for us is this: what price would we pay for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ? Would we be as willing to suffer for the sake of the gospel in the manner that Paul was? Perhaps as we examine ourselves today, we will keep in mind the price that Paul was willing to pay, and we will begin to ask ourselves, how much is the salvation of others worth to us? Next time we will discover a malady that Paul had in his flesh. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.